you did something the other day that cemented into my brain a few things. Our car is at the dealership. We don't even know when we're going to get it back. They told us it could be months. It's been more than a month.
Yeah, almost two.
So it's really annoying when we're back here. We have to Uber places.
I know what you're going to say.
And we got out and Leanna was like, all right, have a great day. You know, TGIF, right? Like, what a mom thing to do, right? What a mom thing to do. And I think it's not that, like, women, like, that comes out of you when you become a mom.
It's always there.
It's always there.
Yeah.
And they're suppressing it to act cool in the club.
For sure.
And to look mysterious and like, oh, I'm hard to get. But deep mm-hmm. down, that girl's being like, TGIF, am I right? You kids want to get together for a picture? That's every woman.
Yeah.
There is, and every guy too. Every fucking guy trying to act like he's cool too at the club. He's the same fucking dork dad. Mm-hmm. Everyone hides who they are. And of we're course. All just fucking cornballs. Yeah. Who are just like, oh my God, mom, you're so embarrassing. Like, I always wondered, when does that happen? I wish I would have known that these girls who I was trying to date back in the day, they weren't as cool as I thought they were.
Yeah.
And I wasn't as cool as they thought. I mean, how many times did I tell you that? Girls from Staten Island, like, thought I was so cool. And mm-hmm. then, like, they'd be like, he's kind of a fucking loser.
And a weirdo.
And a weirdo.
Yeah.
So, yeah, do you agree with that? Do you agree that, like, you always had that in you and you suppressed it
1,000%. I don't think I suppressed it.
I suppressed it. Like, I wouldn't be as dorky in front of, like, girls and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, at first you're not. But then I feel like very easily, it's hard to hide who you really are. Like, if I met a guy or, you know, you get a new group of friends, like, at first they probably think you are maybe someone else. But, yes. like, those walls, I feel like, easily come down, especially when you're younger and like I'm thinking, I was never really cool. I was never the popular girl. I was never the prettiest girl. But then there was a time in like late high school, college, where, you know, I always mention this, but I lost a little weight. I started to feel myself a little bit more.
Ooh, slay girl.
And
slay bells ring.
That's probably when I most had that, like, trying to have that cool girl. Yeah. You know, persona.
Oh, yeah.
But I think the second that, like, I started to hang out with someone, that probably went away very quickly.
It took you a little for me. Like, you weren't.
You think?
Yeah, I thought you were a little cooler than you were.
But you don't you think, like,
you weren't saying TGIF on our third date.
I guess.
You weren't but like, probably, you know, you guys are so cute together. Why don't you guys should get together for a picture.
Probably,
now you're like just dork central.
It probably didn't take that long though.
Maybe.
I really don't think it did. And I feel like I'm thinking about, like, there was a point in my life where, like, me and my friends started to hang out with a new group of guys who we thought were maybe a little bit cooler. And if I was drinking, there's no way that cool girl.
Yeah.
That kinda cool hard girl to keep that image up when you're was. Drinking. Yeah. It had to. The second I'm having a drink, I'm definitely.
That's
even cornier than I am. Yeah. As is. So.
That's the hardest thing for me when I would drink, because I would become myself.
Exactly.
And I guess my true self, I guess I even am suppressing what a, like, I'm a little crazy in terms of, like, when I get drunk, I'll do anything, I'll say anything, I'll do anything. And I guess I'm always trying to, my insecurity is, like, everyone thinks I need attention on myself. Mm. And the truth that I feel in my heart is that I don't ever want attention on myself. Mm. And I think when I drink, that quality of, like, oh, here he goes again, comes out more.
Definitely.
Right?
Definitely.
I'm a little louder.
Yeah.
I'm a little more, like, silly, rambunctious. Like,
yeah, definitely. So. When you drink, you do kind of turn in. I mean, everyone really turns into, like, a different person. And I don't.
I'm a little bit more of a stereotype of what people think I am when I'm drunk.
Yes, which is weird, because that doesn't really makes sense, unless that is who you really are.
I don't feel like
it is.
But
you're suppressing it.
I know, but
all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. And that's why it's interesting. But it's more of like, oh man, I'm doing, like, so the night we had my friends come
You'll
over.
You'll be like juggling, like doing tricks. Like,
I just downloaded a video on TikTok of how to juggle.
See?
I've always wanted to know how to juggle.
See? I feel like,
that's something. If you break that out, again, it's like, you know, like I've seen magicians be like, everybody loves magic. It's like the sad thing, or like they want people to love their magic. But like, I don't give a fuck how cool a girl is. How, like, if you tell a girl you want to watch a magic trick, she's going to be like, oh, this kid's a weirdo. But if you just like do it out of nowhere, people
love it.
There was a time when at my brother's shore house, there was this kid. He was very like timid. Mm. I forgot who he was. I think he was someone's friend. And
he was a magician.
He wasn't a magician, but he knew a card trick. And the house exploded. He all of a sudden was just like, he was, oh, these cards? And he like started shuffling them. And then he had like an ace and he went like this and it disappeared. Like he hit it behind his finger, like a sleight of hand thing.
Okay.
But everybody was like, yo, that was so fucking awesome. But if he was like, anybody like magic, it would have ruined it. But everybody likes magic.
Yeah.
Like if I, you know, I've done some stupid little things I knew in front of girls before. They were like, oh my God, that was so cool. But if I'm like, who's ready to be amazed? They wouldn't, not the same thing.
Right.
But if you could pull something out. So if we're at like a party or something and you're like dating and you're like, oh, this guy's so cute or whatever. And you're hanging out a bunch of friends and then at a bar, he's like, oh, what is that? And like, there's like, I don't know.
Fruits.
There's a couple of oranges. He just starts going like, what the fuck? It's one of those nice things. It keeps you interesting.
Definitely.
And then you just like throw it away. Oh yeah, that's just something I picked up. Anyway, you can't make it about juggling.
I don't really have anything like that. I wish I did.
No.
Nothing?
I want you to have something on the piano that you can just, I'm like, Leanna, this is perfect to play if there's a piano at a hotel lobby and you go over, you're like, oh, what's this? And you just play, I have 50.
And then they're like, oh, can you play me this? And I'm like, no, that's the only song I know. And then there goes the coolness.
But you got to walk away. You just like do a little, that's it.
I should.
Speaking of the Uber driver.
Mm-hmm.
How do you want your Uber driver to be? Do you like when they're talkative? Or do you like when they're just quiet?
You know, overall, quiet. But depending on my mood, I could do a nice conversation. Like, I'm good with conversing. But it depends on my mood.
I feel bad, but
if I had to pick, I would say, no, keep it quiet.
Yeah, I feel bad when they want to talk.
I know.
And then I'm like just giving them no, I feel bad about that. Mm. Also, do you tip?
It depends. And honestly, it doesn't even depend on the person. It just depends on, again, my mood. It's like if I happen to get a notification or I go back into Lyft and it's still open, maybe I'll leave something. But yeah, no.
So usually,
you're probably supposed to, right?
Probably, but I'm trying lately because we take Uber a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to see what earns what. So for me, it's like if the guy picks us up and we're going to the airport and he doesn't get out to do the bags, he's just, I'll still give him 5 stars, but he won't get a tip.
Ooh, okay.
Like I don't really do anything below 5 stars. I just can't do it.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't either unless they're like rude.
That's very strange. Somebody like to wield that power because you could hurt that guy's like business or that girl's business. That's fucked up.
But can you?
Unless they do something really fucking wrong.
Can you? Because
I don't know. We don't pick the driver.
Exactly. They just give it to you.
Yeah.
And then if I cancel, they charge me. So if it's like I want to cancel because this guy's got 3 stars out of 5. And then they're like, all right, well, that'll be $5. So
yeah, I don't know.
What is the point of the rating, really?
Maybe you don't get picked for as many jobs if you're like a 2.5 star.
Okay, maybe.
Maybe it's hard for you to get.
But sorry, I'm coming off a cold. I'm coming into the cold again.
What's going on with you?
I don't really know. Is it their job to put the bags in the car, though?
I don't know. But some people have gone above and beyond for us. I'm like, oh, this guy's got to get something. This gal's got to get something, you know?
It is nice. And like you said, I mean, if you're going to do that, it's probably where you're more likely to get a tip if you do that for them versus not, or they'll leave you a better rating.
That's my thing, too. It's like, I'm not trying to be cheap, but I'm like, I have this game in my head where it's like, – you know, we love the pizza reviews. Dave Portnoy, the guy from Barstool, does the pizza reviews, and he's very like strict on what is like an 8.7 and what's an 8.6.
Yeah.
And in my mind, it's like I just want to know where how I'm supposed to treat each experience.
Okay.
So it's like
yeah, obviously you're gonna get more points if you're willing to pick up my luggage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, or and it's like if someone picks us up, we get in, they don't say a word.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Oh, you like that?
Yeah.
Nothing? Not even a, hey, how are you? Eric, is this you?
I can't complain because that's not an unpleasant experience. Perhaps for some it is, but for me it's like.
I think it's a little rude.
I saw a meme one time that was like, I get in the back of an Uber. The Uber driver says nothing. I say nothing. 5 stars. And I'm like, that's kind of how I want it to be. I don't, mm-hmm. I'm not a talkative person. I'm not somebody who likes to chit chat.
Yeah.
So I am just down for like nothing. But then it's also like, well, I do feel bad. Like when they want to like, is it cool back there? You guys doing all right? I'm like, this maybe perhaps this should be higher than a 5-star.
I agree.
Or maybe the no talk is a 4-star. I don't know.
Well, the no, I think that because of the no talking, even though you like it, it can be a little bit rude. Whereas, so this guy is not saying anything at all. And this guy wants to make sure that you're comfortable, which I think that's a better worker. He wants to make sure that his clients are feeling good.
Is it classist to judge the rating and the tip on the vehicle? Because sometimes I'll get black. Uber Black or whatever, and they come. The guy, they'll pull up in an Escalade, and then they also do our bags. It is a little more money, but then it's like, I feel like Britney Spears going to TRL, in this fucking thing.
And you now know? That it's like, should you tip because you're paying extra already? We might have talked about this too, but it was. I don't think it was a black. It wasn't a black. Maybe it was because it was a minivan. But this guy,
I think we have talked about
this. We talked about this?
Probably.
I mean, he had, you know,
that was the best Uber experience of my life. It was a minivan, but he had water bottles.
Yes.
In things for us. He had every phone charger.
Right.
With long-ass cords. He had lights around.
Like mood lighting.
Yeah. It was a divider between him and us. I guess it was because of COVID. I don't know. But there was like a plastic like plexiglass.
Right.
But he was talking to us. He asked us. He helped us with our luggage.
A little too talkative. Definitely lost points for that.
He was definitely talkative.
But I mean, it was like a 5-star experience for sure. Yeah. I mean, I think there was like candy. He definitely asked about the temperature. Some people, which I think is nice, which I don't think is necessary, but they ask about, you know, any type of music you'd like to listen to.
That's nice.
See that? I think you deserve a few extra points for that.
Yeah.
If you got candy, a few extra points.
Yeah, it is funny when they're listening to podcasts. That's happened to us a couple of times.
Yeah. But it is rare.
It is rare.
It is rare. And sometimes, see now, we do silence in the car when it's just us. But
but we're talking though.
No, yeah, we're talking, but there's nothing playing. But if we're in an Uber and they got nothing on, I'm a little freaked out.
When you can just hear the turn signal?
I'm a little freaked out. Yeah. I want something in the background when there's a third party in the vehicle that I don't know.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
Right?
It is kind of strange to pick. Like, I usually always do, because you're banned from Uber, by the way.
They
lifetime ban.
You know what?
I'm banned from CBS. You're banned from Uber.
It's gonna make me sound like a dirtbag. I don't know what something happened. I don't know what happens, but they say that I owe them $30, and I'm not giving it to them because I don't know. I don't know, but I don't think that I owe them $30, so I'm not giving them $30.
That's all you gotta do is pay $30.
That's all I gotta do, and I'll get my Uber back. But it's
Are you
at this
fucking
point.
Kidding me?
At this point, it's principle. I don't think they deserve it because I don't know what I did to all of a sudden have a negative balance of 30.
When you, because I guess so, you never really book Uber anymore. So it's always me. When you can select your temperature preference if you need help with bags and your conversation preference.
Yeah.
The temperature I always put cool, probably, because I don't like when they don't have the air on. And I always thought it seems a little Hitler-esque or a little weird to select.
No talking.
No talking. Don't talk to me. I'll just put no preference. But I think it is kind of weird to decide. Like, I forget. I think there was a comedian or someone said it seems a little weird to, like, it's like, I have no problem when, like, the emoji is, like, black if you're black. Mm-hmm. But it does seem a little strange to choose the white thumb.
Yeah.
Seems a little, like, yeah. It seems a little, like, you know.
Yeah.
Aryan brotherhood-y.
Why do they have yellow, by the way?
It should just, they should all be yellow. They should all be just like, I don't know, Simpsons, not real human flesh. It should just be like purple. I feel like it's weird that it is like who you, it is a little weird.
Yeah.
I usually don't try to choose my color. And when I do try to make myself tanner than I am.
That's what I was going to say. I might get in trouble with the color that I choose because.
Someone thinks I'm Puerto Rican, by the way, I'm texting them.
Yeah. I'm very much white, but I like to be tan.
We did get some color. I look super fucking red in this camera. I don't know if this is my camera.
You got a little burnt. I put makeup on so you can't really see my tan. But wait, but I don't want to get off the Uber.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. Have you ever gotten, your driver may be deaf or hard of hearing?
Yes. I haven't gotten that in a while though.
Now, I've gotten that. And I go into the car and the guy's like, hey, how you doing? What's up with that?
Hard of hearing? I don't know. It's one of those things where it's like, you know.
And like, then like I like get in the car and I almost don't say hello. I'm not even kidding. I tried to learn sign real quick before I got in the car because I wanted to.
I like that.
Yeah.
You know what this is?
Thank you.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
And I'm always like, it's like, and I'm always like.
Yes, I think once you were like really leaning into it and the guy was like, yeah, see you later.
Oh, I can talk.
Yeah. Isn't that weird? I don't know. I guess maybe some people, you know, some people have deafness in one ear. So maybe it's a situation like that.
It's also the scale of the world. Like we live in this world now where it's just A or B and there's nothing else. So it's like, who deserves to get a handicap placard on their mirror? Mm. Someone in a wheelchair? Of course. Mm-hmm. Someone who's got a limp?
Maybe not.
In Curvy Enthusiasm, the guy had a stutter. So it's like, you know, I know people with the handicap placard who should not have a handicap placard. They're never going to fucking admit that. They love stealing from the system and getting good. They love abusing their power. Mm-hmm. So no one's honest about that. So maybe that person, you know, can't hear a fucking dog whistle and is like, yeah, you know, I'm fucking, maybe they get more money from Uber and they're fucking scumbags.
He might just identify as a deaf man.
I feel like that's a weird thing these days, which is like the honesty of that. Because everybody gets, how dare you, you know, downplay someone's experience. And it's like, well, that's not always happening. Mm-hmm. Some guy, you know, has a bad back from playing football, and that's the same thing as someone who needs an accessor ride and like an elevator to get out of their car. No, how dare you act like that's the same fucking thing?
Right.
But everyone wants to act like, you know, what he's deaf. I'm deaf, but he can't speak or hear, and you're just like, huh? Yeah, I just had to scream a little louder. Like that's not the same fucking experience.
Which, now, someone who's deaf, do they get a handicap plaque?
I don't know. If they wanted one, yeah, of course. I don't give a fuck because they're actually experiencing something that's not ideal.
The Curb Your Enthusiasm episode that you're talking about, is that the same one with the handicap bathroom? Or is that a different one?
I don't know. He has an obsession with bathrooms. Him, like George.
There's one with where he uses the handicapped bathroom and the guy in the wheelchair gets mad at him. Do you remember that one?
And then he said he has a stutter. I remember that one. I'm not sure if they're the same episode. I don't remember.
Have you ever used a handicapped bathroom?
Well, absolutely.
All the time? You were going to say all the time.
I feel like I'm always using
it. Have you ever seen a handicapped person use a handicapped bathroom?
No.
Neither have I.
And I also notice that a lot of times it's only a handicap, like it's like the one stall
That's open.
It will be 600 square feet, and there's like a rail next to the toilet. Yeah. But it's like, am I not supposed to use that? Because I, what if I got to do, what if I got to do poopy?
Oh, the men's only has a handicap stall?
I'm saying a lot of times it'll just be that. So it's like kind of both or universal.
Okay. If that's the only option, then I would assume that anyone could use it. But like,
if I see someone roll in with a wheelchair and I'm in there, I will fucking run out of there. And yeah. I'll be like, I'm so sorry.
You'd be mortified.
But I don't think, I never even thought of that. Like, you're not supposed to touch them. You're not supposed to go near them.
Well, no, I don't. I mean, it's supposed to be for handicapped people. So if you are,
how long is a bathroom session though?
No, I know, I know, I don't know.
How long is a duty sesh? Really,
people probably use those specifically to do diarrhea blasts. You know, because it's like it's more spacious. With the
I have changed you so much
with the diarrhea explosion with a handicap. It is a little bit nicer because the toilet is usually off to the side. So you can't really see the person. You know, public bathrooms, sometimes, these days, are out of control.
I've always.
You might as well not even have the door.
You know
what I'm talking about?
You know, honey, this whole fucking episode could be about this. let me, you've never seen, do you remember when we went to, was it Wrigley or Fenway? I don't remember. Wrigley or Fenway. They're both 100 years old.
You pee into like the sink, right?
There's like a giant, it's like we're pigs at a feeding frenzy. It's just one long toilet, basically. It looks like a fucking long, shallow bathtub. And there's guys, no dividers, just pissing into like ice. Mm-hmm. And I'm like,
why ice?
It looks like ice. I don't know if it's ice, but maybe it is. It's like a urinal cake.
I know the look that you're talking about.
I
don't know.
It might be ice. And I'm just thinking, like, are we this much of animals? Like, what are we? What? Also, why even have a designated area? Like, just have these all over the fucking stadium. Just have like a little cup you could just piss into. Like, if I'm a dog,
well. Yeah.
Or something. Mm-hmm. The bathroom situation in this world. You know, it's going to be, when we go to Italy, I'm going to maybe we could see if it's different in Europe. It's probably not.
Well, they have bidets.
It might be,
nice.
It might be an American problem, but you might as well put up cardboard. First of all, I've never successfully been in one
with a
lock that actually worked.
I know.
You might as well just put Play-Doh, just stick like silly putty. And that's how hard you could just, if a strong enough wind, if someone opens a door quick enough, that wind is going to open your door.
Yeah.
And you're in the most vulnerable position.
Yes.
A human being can be in.
There's got to be something behind this. Why is it like this?
And cost.
You sit half the time, the door from just the pillar, whatever you want to call it. There's a space this big, so I could look right in and see you sitting, doing
your
business,
blast.
In your diarrhea blast, doing your business. Like you said, in the most vulnerable position, your pee-pee's out, your ass is out, your vag is out. What, you know, I could potentially be menstruating at that time. And
menstruate?
What is it?
It's menstruate?
Menstruate.
I thought it was
menstruate? Menstruate.
I don't know.
Huh? I don't know.
Isn't it? I don't know.
But either, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't understand. They, like, are they saving money?
It's almost as if.
They must be saving money.
It's almost as if a human didn't design them. Because who would think, this is good? I like this.
I like 2 inches of. Just
why
can't, nothing.
Why can't the door go to the ground? Why a bathroom on a plane is better?
Oh yeah,
it's a door.
1,000%.
Why can't we have doors?
I would rather it be like a bathroom plane, right? So say they take the bathroom plane and they just put
plane bathroom
20 plane bathroom. They put 20 plane. Of them. I'd rather it be like this. Where I could barely wipe myself if I need to. I'd rather it, but no one could see in. And it's sealed.
It is pretty bizarre how shitty. And we just think,
this is acceptable.
We also just think it's like a matter of earth, as if like it's a rock or dirt. Like this is just how it is. We can't change it.
Right.
But it's completely changeable. You ever go to a restaurant where
a nice, I was thinking that
it is like
door, a floor to ceiling, your own. Oh my God.
I've been to a lot of weddings that they'll have like the bathroom in. I didn't get to go in the luxury trailers we had.
I know.
Did you even see what they looked like?
No.
I think it
was that though. It was floor to ceiling.
Floor to ceiling and a door. Like, why the fuck are we putting up with this?
We put up with a lot of
you don't really, schist. I mean, I've in my life, I don't know if I'm a weirdo, but I guess I just had a bad stomach or didn't really know that I was lactose intolerant growing up. I would always eating chocolate. I've shit in Target, Walbaums, you name it. And Target surprisingly has some pretty good bathrooms. They're usually private, but it's like, it's almost as if they don't want you using it. Maybe that's the conspiracy where it's like, I don't want anybody in here, so I'm going to make it like you're shitting in prison. It's the worst experience. And sometimes like, and by the way, if you're shitting in a Kmart, that wasn't plan A. You know, yeah. Something went horribly wrong in your day to be shitting in a Taco Bell.
Yeah.
For you to have to run past the children's clothes to a bathroom hole in your jeans. Something went horribly wrong. You're sick.
Yeah.
You know, somebody poisoned you. This is not the ideal situation.
Right.
And for you to be in that position and for it to be like, you get there and it's like, ain't much better in here, kid. You might as well shit in the fucking frozen food section.
Yeah.
Like, it's horrible.
Yeah.
And that's such a weird thing because if we came together as people, this would change like that. I say it all the time. We have all of the power. We have all of the power, but we're too busy yelling at about politics and nonsense that all of this gets swept under the rug. Imagine if we were as passionate about gun laws, abortion, legalizing gay marriage or whatever the fuck that is a political issue about all liberals and conservatives coming together, fix the bathrooms in this country.
Yeah.
They would change in a heartbeat.
I mean, they did the old gender bathrooms. So
that happened like overnight.
Right. We were already on the topic. Let's, you know, we need more material. We need more material. Close up the holes.
Yeah.
Like it's ridiculous. It's so weird.
The plastic straws. There was an uproar. And what happened? The paper straws were fixed in a second because we all fucking freaked out. I mean, I don't give a fuck how liberal you are, how much you love the environment. You have a paper straw for more than 10 minutes. You're like, kill the turtles. I can't deal with this.
I guess it's not really hurting anyone. I don't know. I guess that's the problem.
It's got to be hurting someone.
It's hurting me. That's for damn sure.
You know what it is? Because we are prejudiced against those who shit in public. We are. If that was a race of people, they would still be slaves because we would be discriminating and hateful because like we said a couple episodes ago about the showering, there's something about you look at someone who shits in public as if they're beneath you, as if you've never shit, as if shitting, that's something that piece of shit does. I don't poop.
Yeah.
And it's like, there's someone is shitting in there. As if they're doing something illegal.
Yeah.
And as if they're trafficking children.
Yeah.
As if you're not in that position in 2 hours at home. Mm-hmm. It's a weird thing we do. What else is going on? The Oscars are tonight. And by the time this comes out, we will not have seen them.
We were gonna wait. But it was like, you know, I doubt someone's going to get smacked this year,
If you're tuning in to hear our take on the Oscars, I apologize. You're not going to get to hear Leanna's opinion on best foreign cinematography, and I apologize. But unless something big happens, which I don't think is possible.
No, what could happen?
We have nothing to talk
nothing
about.
Ever big is. Last year was the only year that something ever big has happened.
Yeah, what else is there to talk about? I mean, I guess Moonlight was like a big deal when they gave it to La La Land and really Moonlight won. Remember that?
Oh, no.
You remember that?
I don't keep up with that.
It was like a big deal. They announced La La Land For and Best Picture. The whole cast came on the thing.
And they were like, they started making
speeches.
They pulled a Steve Harvey.
And people were like, all of a sudden they were looking around like, oh, this is awkward. And they came back out and said Moonlight won.
No, I didn't even know that happens.
Huh?
I don't know. I didn't watch that. We watched it together?
Wait, are you fucking with me? I don't know what's going on right now. I swear to God. You never knew that happened?
If I'm like watching the Oscars, I'm not really watching. I can't.
What does that mean?
Like, I can't.
What are you fucking meditating?
I can't tell you what happened, who won what. Like, I'm really just watching to see the outfits.
It's a privilege for us to present the final award of the evening.
I mean, these two. The films were Warren Beatty's foot in the ground, so. Touched our
emotions. All right, we don't need the whole.
Gave us hope.
Okay, she doesn't know how to do this.
We even have changed our thinking.
Also, look, he looks, so ready, watch. He looks confused.
Why does he look confused?
So watch what happens. Like, look at his, watch. Look, he looks down. Watch what he does. He's like.
Oh, he's too old for this.
And the Academy Award.
Oh, well, something.
For Best Picture.
He's like, you say it.
La La Land.
You say it. I don't want to say it.
Now, she didn't even struggle at all. She was like, La La Land. Now, they all come up. You start telling.
No.
Blue-eyed wife and creative partner, Julia.
Yeah, it all gets awkward. Ooh, all right.
Wife, Hollywood community.
Look, see, look, they're all like, what the fuck?
And the Hollywood and the hearts and minds of people.
I can't believe anyone saw this.
Repression.
No.
So keep dreaming.
Babe, this was huge.
Dream today, I don't remember
will
this.
Provide the love, the compassion,
I didn't know about
and
this.
The humanity that will narrate the story.
No,
of our
they're not tomorrow. Taking the Oscars out of their hands.
Oh, babe, it gets even better. Because they don't even know what to say. So the director or somebody, he's the one who's like, look, no one's looking at the guy talking.
Matt Pluff, you kicked this off. And Damien Chazelle, we're standing on your shoulders.
This poor guy doesn't know what's going on.
We lost, by the way, but, you know.
Guys, sorry. No. There's a mistake. Moonlight, you guys won Best Picture.
Oh, I do feel like.
This is not a joke. The Oscars are a fucking disaster.
Jimmy Kimmel did it?
Yes.
Oh, God. So we should watch tonight. Best Picture.
Moonlight, Best Picture.
So. First of all, this is a fucking disaster. How is this?
Okay.
How is this Hollywood? How is this the most professional event on planet Earth?
Right.
For,
they're
you know,
planning it for probably months.
Forget.
Right.
100%. Well, maybe not. I don't know. They try to be very secretive. I also don't know what to believe because I don't want to be one of these idiots who just watches something online and believes it because...
Like a conspiracy?
Obviously, that's wrong. No, but I watched an episode of Adam Ruins Everything, and he had sources, and apparently this stuff is fake. There is no, like people who win, they may not know they're going to win, but it's like lobbying by the studios. It's not like a competition.
Yeah.
It's not like, you know... Like cheerleading or something where it's like unbiased judges. It's like Warner Brothers pays this Academy person $1 million and they make their movie win. So it's not real.
Okay.
So like that's why I'm a little confused as to how this happened. But all this was apparently they just handed him the wrong thing. They handed him best. He had Emma
Stone.
Emma Stone won Best Actress that year.
Okay.
And they gave him the, like, there's two cards.
So they gave him the wrong envelope.
Correct. And he looks at it.
They gave him for Best Actress, meanwhile it's Best Picture. That's
correct.
It. So and they probably told him Moonlight's winning. So he opened that and was like.
No. Not that they told him Moonlight was winning. He just opened, it said Best Picture. He opened it and it said Emma Stone, La La Land. And he's probably like, this isn't, what is this? That's why he was so confused. And she just didn't give a fuck. She saw La La Land. Let me just get off. She wasn't even like confused at all.
Yeah. I feel bad for him. And I feel bad that I said that
because
they're old. And just because you're old doesn't mean you can't announce something or whatever. But you could tell that he was like, this is wrong. Like, I don't know what to do. And that he, I mean, he should have maybe said just like, give me one second. I don't know. What do you do? What do you do in that moment? Okay, can you come out here real quick?
Like, yeah, no, of course.
I will say they took it like champs.
I mean, honestly, who gives a fuck? The Steve Harvey thing was way worse. That was way, way worse. But what are you supposed to do? And like, it's a real life thing. Like, it was an accident.
Of course.
It sucks. But I would have just been like, yeah, I'm sorry. This is a little embarrassing. I do have the wrong card. This is the best actress. If anybody wants to get, and like, I feel like that would have been better. But how could you speak on it? You're not in the moment. Everybody says what they would have done, and they laugh at people, and like, they're just, everybody's a fucking hypocrite. But I'm just thinking, like, how did they fuck that up? How did the producers and the people who handed him the envelope? How did you fuck that up?
The envelope on the front should just say what it is.
I think they put that in that envelope.
Oh,
probably. I don't know, but like,
they didn't talk. They never talked about it. How it happened.
They did, I think. I didn't think this was that long ago. Fuck. And yeah, that's exactly what he said. Warren Beatty explains it afterwards. Jimmy Kimmel the next night talks about it or whatever on his show. But it's just like,
oh, I feel bad for him.
I don't ever want to be a hypocrite because I feel like that's almost the biggest problem in society is hypocrites. It's okay when I do something, but if you do it, it's bad. Mm-hmm. That's basically politics. That's everyone's feeling about everything and no one's being real. So like, I would love to be an actor. I would love to be in movies. I would love to even perhaps attend one of these events one day. However, I can't disagree with people when they say this is nonsense and unnecessary.
Mm-hmm.
I do agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I don't know if you're only jealous or if you're only, you know, like what I love about these events is just like we said, like Chris Rock special, the Super Bowl, it's fun, something to watch.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that like these millionaires are getting awards for work that is like, the job is the reward.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, like I am a nothing, no one. In this world, but the little success that I have enjoyed the past few years and hopefully continue to enjoy, I don't need an award. My life is the award. I get to live my dream life with my dream woman and travel the world and make people laugh. Like that is, and I'm a nothing on this scale.
Mm-hmm.
They get to make $20 million and make a wonderful piece of art that the world gets to enjoy. That's not enough. You need to now go on TV and make the people you went to high school with feel jealous that you have a Gucci tuxedo on. It's wrong. It's just wrong. Like I'm all for honoring art. I love art more than anything. I think it's the most important thing in the world. But it does feel a little like this is ridiculous. You're getting lectured by people who don't know what it's like to live in the real world, who don't have bills that are past due, who don't, you know, have fucking a room full of COVID patients like nurses and all these really admirable professions. Like that doesn't make that less true just because I would like to be, you know, part of Hollywood one day or my dream was to always be there. And like, I don't know, do you agree with what I'm saying? Do you think this is not as repulsive or is it just like,
I think it's so stupid. I think it's nonsense. Who the hell cares? I don't know why anyone would care. You either like the movie or you don't.
Yeah.
Who cares if someone else says that it's best, the best out of all the movies this year?
I've never understood critics in general.
Yeah.
Because think about this. If I'm excited to see something and someone says it sucked, I'm still going to see it.
And that doesn't mean that you can't like it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And if someone says it's great, I'm still going to see it. So I don't really understand that at all. Like when people like judge albums, like at this point, if you're an Adele fan or a Beyonce fan or fucking whoever, and their album comes out, what is the need for a critic? It's not like this is a new person that you need to learn about. It's like Beyonce's fans are going to buy this regardless.
Mm.
And if they don't like it, then they don't like it. But I don't understand the critique of art. It's art. Like, so like you could see an ocean, but I see a valley.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it is to you. And that's what it is to me. I don't understand that. And like, again, I've said it about sports. Like, there is the MVP is the only thing we have in sports that's like debatable. But everything else is they scored more than you. They're the champion. Mm-hmm. This is so not, it's just wrong. And then like, I don't know if you saw that Will Smith video. He did something that really angered me. That whole thing made me angry, but he's like, some girl was like on, he did a duet with a girl on TikTok and she was like, did you know you can ask any inanimate object in your house what it thinks about you? And like it, something like that. Like, and like, and it doesn't matter what they think about you. And he like had that sound and he held his Oscar and was like, I don't care what you think about me because I have an Oscar.
Well, that's and to me, embarrassing.
And to me, having an Oscar and thinking you're more valuable now is a delusional way to look at the world. Mm. So Will Smith is like, I could, you know, embarrass myself and I can go against who I am spiritually and yada, yada, yada. But because I have an Oscar, I'm better than you and I don't care what you think about me. It's like, that's weird. Mm. You should not care what people think about you because you're comfortable with who you are, not because you have a gold statue, mm-hmm. like because you have a Mercedes or a fucking diamonds and all that shit. That just seems so vain and hollow. Mm-hmm. So it's sad that now he's having like a villain origin story. Wow. He's going to start caring about the wrong shit. And it's just weird to me. I feel like comedians usually have the best take on this stuff. Like Jerry Seinfeld had one of the best speeches. They honored him at some place. And he was like, I don't even know what this is for. Mm-hmm. He's like, I don't want to be up here. I want to be in the back with the waiters making fun of this whole thing and how dumb it is. Mm-hmm. And that's so real.
I mean, a lot of things, they have award ceremonies. And I guess it's just to like honor people for their hard work. But
I can see it. Like if you're honoring cop of the year or like regional salesman for the year, mm-hmm. people who just live their lives without much gratitude. And it's like, let's stop and thank you guys.
Yeah, of course.
These
yeah.
cocksuckers don't need thanking.
No,
they're millions of dollars in their adulation. That's the thanks mm-hmm. that they, but it is this weird, like.
Do they like recognize Netflix movies and stuff now? Because
I think so.
I mean, the movies, a lot of the times the movies that are nominated are like movies that I've never even heard of. Like they're always, not mainstream movies. So I guess like, I don't know where those movies are played. The ones that are nominated that I don't know about. But I mean, now, you know, the streaming services are so big and a lot of movies are made for the streaming services. So mm-hmm. I wonder if they recognize those at all.
I think they do. But you know what they don't recognize and will they will never recognize comedy. But they'll get comedians to host. They'll get comedians to have the whole fucking show on their shoulders.
Right.
But they won't recognize comedy.
And I feel like it's got to be the hardest to make people laugh.
It's the hardest to make people laugh. Not one person on this planet doesn't like to laugh. Everyone loves comedy. A lot of the comedians usually have the greatest takes on what we're going through at the moment mm-hmm. as a society. It is the most valuable. And for some fucking reason, I don't understand why it's not. Because when you do, again, like coffee or like alcohol, all these things that I judged and didn't understand, then when I started getting into enjoying like the craft of coffee, that's when I started to understand Starbucks hate and like Dunkin' hate. Because it's like, oh, this isn't really coffee. This is like a fast food version of it. So I think comedy gets, because if you look at film and you actually study, like there is this very pretentious way to look at movies and they're very pretentious and they really want to believe that they're like the God's gift to earth. But like, there is something to be said about a well-crafted story and like the themes and the colors used and the reason why the phone was on that wall. Like there is some very cool aspects to know about movies. Mm-hmm. And so those are usually the ones, like if you break down an Oscar-winning film, it has all of those necessary components to have, you know, there's a theme, there's underlining subtext, there's all this beautiful thing, but like anybody can be taught that and anybody can be aware of that. Comedy movies are more like fast food, I guess you would say. Mm-hmm. It's not a crafted art. It's just...
There's no hidden message.
There's no... Yeah. Like, I mean, the cinematographers, I guess, don't take it as serious. I mean, even though I've seen some movies that are shot beautifully... comedy movies, it's not as like artsy of a thing. If I can guess, I think that's probably why. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean that it shouldn't have its own category.
Yeah.
Because like animated short gets an Oscar, which is what the fuck? Like maybe there's the same subtext and all that stuff, but how much can you fit in 5 minutes of a little, you know, they're always awesome and they're fucking, they make you cry and everything. But like comedy movies make you cry and feel something. Like if you can laugh and cry in the same movie, like, are you kidding me? I mean, obviously I'm fucking sensitive towards this because I've always wanted to make comedy, but like, yeah, it is a very bizarre thing. It is this like, it does feel like hypocritical. And I love Hollywood. I love movies. I mean, but yeah, I think we can be honest about like, it does suck that all these people are so quick to speak out against shit they don't agree with. But when it benefits them, it's like, well, let's not talk about that. Mm-hmm. You know?
Well, that's everyone.
It's just everyone.
That's everyone. It's
like talking about the big thing now is I watch Russell Brand on YouTube. He's got a wonderful YouTube channel. He's so awesome if you haven't checked it out, because he's just fair. He has a lot of videos that you may think are right wing. He has a lot of videos that you may think are left wing. And it's just like his objective view of looking at the world. And he had Bill Gates, a huge climate change activist, which I think we all should also agree with. Yeah, we should stop pollution and global warming. Mm-hmm. And apparently Bill Gates, like, he flies private. Mm-hmm. All these huge rich people fly private. Mm-hmm. And it's a serious problem for climate change.
Interesting.
It's a very serious
problem. Yes, I've heard that.
And that doesn't seem to ever get talked about with these people. And again, that'll make me conservative because I'm saying something that conservatives say at this one particular moment.
I would think liberals would have a problem with that.
Some do.
I mean,
but some are too busy flying private. So don't notice when I do this. It's only a problem when you do it.
Of course.
Which is, again, everything in the world and all of the goddamn time with every fucking thing ever. Even you listening to this, even us, there's something about us that I'm trying to get rid of, but we're all hypocrites who act like it's them who are hypocrites, but everyone is. Mm-hmm. And it's just like this upsetting thing. I apologize. I don't know how to make that not.
Did we
annoying and serious?
Is the ozone layer, is it closing back up?
I read that. I thought that was global warming. It's like healing by like a couple of years.
It's a part of global warming.
Like if we fix the ozone layer, isn't that like, I don't know. Anyway, how can we end this with a nice message? If you see me at the Oscars,
mind your business.
Mind your business. That's fucking hilarious. No, you know, I feel good about, like, I think my life started to go well when I let go of that hopeless dream. Mm. And at the end of the day, it's just people who want to have money and oppress poor people. Mm-hmm. And they can say all they want that they care about homeless.
They care.
They care about, I said care?
Yeah.
They care about homeless. They care about and, you know, some sort of marginalized group. But at the end of the day, they just want to be on a yacht on the south of France posting on Instagram how elegant and rich they are. And that's really Republican, Democrat, liberal, conservative. That's what most people want. And they are just hypocrites. I just want people to be open and honest about like what they are critical of.
Yeah.
You know, like one of the biggest things I hate about people is like, people hate their in-laws. That's like a known thing. Mm-hmm. In-laws are just bad. Mm-hmm. Everyone, and it's like, what are the chances that I also hate my in-laws? Mm-hmm. It's like, you're just a hypocrite who, if your brother did what her brother did, it wouldn't be that big of a deal. But because her brother did it, or his brother did it, then it's like, oh my, this is a stranger to me. Mm-hmm. Fuck you. Mm-hmm. But what about the time your brother did it? Well, that's my brother, and don't ever talk about my brother. That's my biggest fucking pet peeve in the world. Mm-hmm. It's just like, be real.
Let's just be honest.
Damn, let's son, where'd you find this?
All right, well, I'm sure I bored you enough. I'm sure I made myself sound stupid.
This, enough. Enough. What? That's it. Thank you, guys. We love you so much. Thank you for listening.
I look like I got burnt. You I didn't did. Just get color.
No, you got burnt.
Oh.
Because you don't know how to put on sunscreen, so.
What am I putting on sunscreen for? We went out there to get color. What am I gonna block? Why don't I just put an umbrella over me?
Because then you're gonna peel, and then you're gonna have a disgusting, like, mismatch, miscolored.
I do it every year.
All right, I gotta go.
All right,
gotta go.
We love you guys.
Love you guys.
Talk to you next week.